This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Next week, thousands of people will journey to Milwaukee for the 2024 Republican National Convention. As WPR's Evan Casey reports, the true economic impact for the region is still unclear.
On a humid Tuesday in late June, Ryan Cook is sitting outside of the Broad House, the restaurant he operates that's just one block away from Pfizer Forum. Cook and other local business owners have been preparing for the RNC for several months. Now, it's just days away.
We're anticipating it creating a lot of hassle, but bringing a lot of business.
That's an attitude shared by some establishments who believe the extra foot traffic will be good for business. Cook hopes the convention is something similar to what the restaurant saw 3 years ago when the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA championship.
We're hoping the RNC brings out something like that, but there's going to be other caveats where there's certain times where we're closed to the public for private buyouts.
Organizers say the four-day event will bring upwards of 50,000 visitors to the city. They have also said it'll have an estimated economic impact of $200 million. That's from hotel stays, restaurant tabs, and other spending. Peggy Williams-Smith is the president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She says hosting the convention will make other big events more likely to choose Milwaukee in the future.
It's just the perfect storm of people being interested in coming to Milwaukee.
But some local business owners and some economists don't believe the hype. Victor Matheson is an economics professor at the College of the Holy Cross in Massachusetts. His 2017 study looked at the economic impact of national political conventions. He says the real economic impact will likely be just a fraction of that $200 million figure.
These are wildly disruptive events. Regular business can often plummet around these events.
Matheson says some restaurants could have less business because of the security perimeter, too.
The other problem is that lots of the economic impact that occurs is not sticking in Milwaukee, but is instead leaving town. So higher hotel prices, that doesn't necessarily benefit Milwaukee. It benefits national headquarters of those hotel chains.
Cleveland hosted the Republican convention in 2016. That was the last presidential contest before the pandemic disrupted the 2020 conventions. A study from Cleveland State University found the economic impact of that year's convention was around $142 million instead of the projected $200 million. But Dan Gilbert, CEO of the RNC host committee in 2016, says hosting the event helped the city win other bids since the convention. That includes the MLB and NBA All-Star Games and the NFL Draft.
I do believe it's certainly a part of the story of, you know, Cleveland now really being considered year in and year out one of the top cities in America for hosting major events.
Some local venues and event spaces say they've been rented out during the convention, but others have complained they didn't get any extra business. That includes Gary Witt, who operates a few theaters in Milwaukee, including the Pabst and the Riverside. He says he had hoped to book several events at his venue spaces the week of the event.
But essentially, we sit today, as a lot of other spaces are in the city of Milwaukee, basically unused and empty during a time period when we were specifically told to hold those dates open.
Shane Abramson works at Brick 3 Pizza, just around the corner from Pfizer Forum. He said he believes the event will be good for downtown Milwaukee businesses. But in the meantime, he says the restaurant lost business in June. That's because Pfizer Forum hosted no events while the arena was being set up for the convention.
No events 1 month prior, no events 1 month after for breakdown and setup. So that hurt us big time.
The convention starts on Monday. Many of the tens of thousands of visitors will be arriving this weekend. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
You'll hear coverage across WPR News throughout the week of the convention and this week as we preview what's happening and the effects on Milwaukee and on Wisconsin.
Tune in to hear coverage on Wisconsin Today. You'll also hear headlines across WPR News. And as you're looking for the top news from around the state in one quick listen, check out WPR's podcast called Wisconsin Today Morning News. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts or go online at WPR.org.